Welcome to Love Lighthouse Podcast with me, Vicky Elizabeth Semple. Let's get started the broadcast for this evening or today, whenever you get this. So following on from yesterday, no, not yesterday. Depends when you get this. But anyway, it doesn't really, it's still not going to be yesterday. Following on from Wednesday's post, right, did I talk about this? Just trying to think, did I talk about it on Thursday's? I talked about it like a day after. Here's me thinking to myself, right, so it's following on from the previous broadcast. Let's see. And I said I wasn't too sure when I got the message. The scripture that is, which is return not unto them, let them return unto thee, but return not unto them. And again, it just depends what that's all about and what it relates to specifically, what it means, and having prayer time to reflect on it. But what happened was the person did return to me. And then I did return to them thereafter. So I'm not sure, maybe, I know I haven't sinned or done anything like that, because I've not done anything on purpose or not been overly aware of it, right? To this point, I'm still gathering clarity on it. If they return to me, can I then return to them after they've returned to me? In other words, does it mean that I don't, or does it mean even if they return to me, I've still not to return to them? It's one of these things. But anyway, I did twice respond back after they had responded to me. Anyway, it's all about putting God first with regards to these things, and in any case and in every case. Sometimes returning not to someone else is actually out of courtesy. It can be being sensitive to the other person. Sometimes it's not always a negative thing, or, you know, like this particular type of scripture where it's coming across like God is not, well, maybe actually furious with the other, in this case in Jeremiah, not happy, not pleased with the other, with them, in inverted commas, in this particular scene, setting, situation of Jeremiah. But sometimes, as I said, it can be a good thing that you do, or you would do, to good people. So returning can be good, but also for good people, but also sometimes giving space as well and waiting for the other person. It's all about being sensitive to the individuality of everything, of it all, of the individual situation and each individual person. But most importantly, I want to say that, you know, the situation more so, but most importantly, even more and more and more so than that, God. Sometimes it is a matter of respect. To return, again, it's all about the individual feeling for the individual situation and in prayer time reflection with God. So what do you think I should have done? Should I have not returned in that situation at all? Or was I right to return only as they had returned to the situation? Let me know your thoughts on the matter. You're going to have to listen to all of them though. And if you have been listening to all of them, thank you. Well, not every single one for this latest one. But you know, I mean, for the last 4 or 5 maybe. All right. Thank you for your response. Speak to you soon.